This is Melvin Ishmael Johnson with the Coon Round Report. I'm down here on the campus of USC at the Peace Center at the anti-bullying fair. And who am I speaking with?
I'm Lillian Horan.
Haley Millman.
And Chanel K. Carr.
Okay. Can you tell us what is the name of your organization?
Teen Line.
Teen Line.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell us a little about it? What the mission statement, the purpose of it?
Teen Line's a teen-to-teen hotline, so the purpose of our program is so teens who are in trouble and just need to talk about something can call up and have another teen on the line to just talk to and vent.
Mm-hmm. Is it a contact information that they called?
Well, we have our website, teenlineonline.org, and our phone number, 310-855-4673.
Uh-huh. And how did you get involved?
I got involved because I saw a poster on the wall of my school, and I just thought it would be a great program to join, so. Mm-hmm.
And what grade and what school?
I'm in 12th grade and Venice High School. Well, I just graduated, but, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. And now, who else am I speaking to here?
I'm Haley Millman.
Haley, how did you get involved with it?
Same thing. I saw it at my school, and I went online, and I signed up. I thought it'd be a great thing to work with.
Okay. Same school?
No, I go to Champs Charter High School.
Okay. What grade are you in?
12.
12. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. You going to college?
No, I'm going next year to college.
Next year?
Yeah.
Okay. You already know what school you're going to, or you're thinking about what field you're going to be in?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right. And then who am I speaking with you?
I'm Chanel. I also got involved. I got involved as a freshman in high school at Milken, and I saw it online and knew I wanted to join, so I did so.
And what grade are you in?
I'm going to be a junior this year.
Okay. What? How did you guys get involved with the anti-bullying fair?
We got involved through Teen Line. The organization usually sends us out to places that has to do with bullying around the Los Angeles area. And as many teen volunteers as possible come out to show our support.
Mm-hmm. What's the history of Teen Line? Who found it? Yeah, you found
it? No, I didn't, but it was founded by Dr. Elaine Leader and her co-founder, who unfortunately passed away. It was founded about 31 years ago, in 1980, so no, more than that, sorry, math. But, it's been going strong, and we get approximately 10,000 or more calls every year, so it's a really influential part of our community.
So, do you get calls from all over the nation, or just mainly as a community base?
Oh yeah, all over the nation, and we actually also have emails and texting, and specifically with our emails we actually get emails from all around the world, so the UK, Australia, all these places. We get our calls nationally, so we'll regularly talk to people all across the nation.
Now, how do it work? When they call in, do you refer them to a counselor, or you're trained as a counselor, the one that's on the line?
Well, every teen receives 65 hours of training, so that's approximately 13 weeks or so. And so us teens, we're trained to be on the line and to listen to all these problems. And depending on the issue, we might give an outside referral, so like therapy or another hotline that is more specific. But other than that, we are trained to deal with all of these things. So, yeah.
Okay. Once again, give us the contact information for a teen out there that might be in trouble, want to call the line, or what's the information?
Our website's teenlineonline.org, and our number is 310-855-4673.
Okay, and give your name again.
Lillian Horan.
Haley Millman.
And Chanel Paycar.
Okay, thank you very much. And this will be a broadcast Monday on the Coon Round Report. And I'm down here on the campus of USC, right at the Peace Center, where they have an anti-bullying fair. And I'm going to talk to a couple young men here that's going to tell me about it. I'm speaking with who?
Jerron and Zane.
Jerron and Zane. Okay, can you tell me a little about what is the anti-bullying fair?
Well, it's a fair to, you know, get bullying out of this world, to try to cleanse this world of being so harsh and mean. to others for no apparent reason, just because they're different.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think people bully in school? Where they bully, where one student would bully another one?
Mostly for attention.
Attention?
Yes.
You think, do it have anything to do with size, where one guy might be bigger than the other one?
Pretty much being different from somebody.
Uh-huh.
If the one person has, say, hair and then the other one doesn't, mm-hmm. he's just going to make fun of them. If one person is taller and one person is shorter, he's just going to make fun of them.
Is that an example of bullying too, just verbal abuse
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff? What are some of the effects you think happen to young students?
There is suicide, drugs, becoming mean.
Warning. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are some of the results of experiencing bullies that you can think of?
Becoming a bully.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's it.
What do you think the steps is if you see somebody being bullying or if you get bullying, what do you think a person should do?
They should not be a bystander. They shouldn't just let it happen. They should probably go and tell a teacher or maybe try to stop it themselves. And if that doesn't work, find a counselor or somebody that can actually help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how long you guys been involved with the program over here?
4 weeks.
4 weeks. Can you tell us a little about our listening audience, about what you guys do over here?
Well, we play games. We do discussions about the anti-bullying. We talk about why we shouldn't bully others and why we shouldn't be a bystander to someone else being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And we also we have lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, what grade are you in school?
I'm in 10th, going to the 11th.
Okay. Are you planning on going to college when you get out?
Yes.
What are you planning on taking up?
I just don't know. Do want to get into college, though.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah. How about you? What grade are you in?
I'm going into 9th.
Into the 9th?
Mm-hmm.
And what are your favorite subjects?
I like, well, P.E.
Yeah.
And science.
Okay. You planning on going to college also?
Yeah.
Talking about what you want to do to become?
Well, I don't know yet,
uh-huh.
but I know it's going to be something.
Okay, one last question. What do you think, the best way to stop bullying in school and in the community? What do you think?
Well, try to ignore the person that you have troubles with.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you can sit down with the teacher and that same person and talk to them and try to get them to stop being mean to you or stop letting them bully you. Or maybe you can tell your parents, maybe they can move schools.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get bullied at the next school, it just won't work maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you need to talk to that person and tell them to stop.
Okay. Yeah, here we is at the anti-bullying fair over here at the Peace Center on the campus of USC. And once again, I'm speaking with...
Jerron.
Jerron who?
Wright.
Jerron Wright and...
Zane Trehecki.
Okay, thank you very much.